Welcome back, folks. This segment is brought to us by the Game Alert made by Hogman Outdoors and Pyramid Air, which is your one-stop shop for everything air gun related. Well, folks, in this segment, we're going to talk about Dove, the Texas Dove Hunters Association. We're going to visit with Mr. Bob Thornton with the Texas Dove Hunters Association, and I'm sure many of you know about this awesome organization, but the ones that don't, we're going to give you a chance to learn all about it. But I do want to remind you, invite you to come and visit with me on October the 6th. Now, this is the Lake Fork Patriot Sporting Challenge, which is last year, I think, was the first year. They drew $100,000 for the Folds of Honor, which is an organization that helps the children of wounded and killed soldiers. So it's an awesome event. I want you to come by J&K Trigger and Bow, J&K Trigger and Bow Shooting Range, which is on Highway 154, about 5 miles north of Yanis. Now, this is on October the 6th. You know, we're allowing big bore air guns to be used in the hunting seasons this year. I'm going to have a variety of big bore air guns, and I'm going to be right there within 50 yards of the shooting range. So you come by, and I'll put one of these things in your hand and let you, chances are many of you have never experienced shooting one of these big bore air rifles, but I'll give you a chance to do that. And that's October the 6th at the J&K Trigger and Bow Shooting Range just north of Yanis. Now, Mr. Bob Thornton has been kind enough to stand by and let me invite you to an event, but we want to learn all about the Dove Hunters Association. Bob, thank you, sir, for being with us.
Well, thank you. We appreciate you having us on this morning.
I want to educate myself and everybody else in the next few minutes about the Texas Dove Hunters Association. Now, it's been an organization for about how long, Bob?
Technically or officially, it started in August of 2012.
Okay, yep. Well, tell us about it, the goals and the purpose of the Texas Dove Hunter Association. You and I have visited enough. I know a lot about it, and I've done some checking research also. But what's the purpose of the Texas Dove Hunter Association? I think that'd be a good way to state it, you know?
That's a great question. Like I said, we started in 2012, and the intent at the time was to develop a website that would be a communication tool, if you will, to put landowners or day leases and outfitters in contact with hunters, people looking for properties, and we wanted to do so in a format that was free for both those listing their properties and those coming on board. I didn't see any reason to charge for this service, and so we started out by doing that. And before we ever even got the website going, My wife had said, "Can we use this platform to do some things for kids?" And I was like, "Absolutely, let's do that." And that's how we got started. We was trying to find properties for me to take my kids hunting, and so we started a scholarship program. And since then, now we're up to give 10 $500 scholarships to high school seniors every year, based on some qualifying criteria and an essay on top of that. But really, the ultimate goal for TDHA is to satisfy the mission of three primary programs, one being our youth program, which encompasses a lot of different things, educational for kids, and then the other is a research program and our habitat program. The habitat program is and research are kind of my cup of tea there for this organization, and that's basically where we go to landowners and who have requested that we come out, and we do kind of a consultation with them and give them an idea of what they should or shouldn't plant or should or shouldn't do with their properties to help develop more huntable populations. We do so with the primary focus of trying to introduce or bring back native habitat. Hunting is in our name, but it's not just about harvesting birds. It's about giving back to the land and trying to be, you know, a conservation-minded effort to keep the land the way it should be with native crops.
That's good. And, you know, dove hunting, and, you know, I'm in my mid-60s, and I can remember when finding a place to dove hunt is as simple as, you know, well, I was raised up in Red River County up in the country, really, but very easy. But I can see what your mindset when you began this, when you first started thinking about it. You do have to look around to find a good place to dove hunt. And the organization such as this for hunters, you know, I mean, I know it does a lot more than just cater to hunters, but probably a pretty good clearinghouse once you connect to find new places to hunt today even, isn't it?
Absolutely. The listing we have on the website on texasdovehunters.com, on the menu bar, it's hunting resources, and we list day leases by zone and outfitters by zone, and it's those, you know, using our counters, those two pages are the number one hits on our website. People flock to it looking for a place, and it's very, they're all over the state, and it's very user friendly. All it is simply a location and a phone number and a little bit about what you may have on there, size of property, what's been planted, things like that, so that hunters can say, well, I'm going to the Houston area next week. You know, what properties can I do? You know, I've got a meeting on Friday, and I go to my meeting on Friday, and I'm going to hunt birds on Saturday. Where do I find a place? That kind of thing. And so it's listed all over. I mean, it's wherever you want to be.
Very, very helpful. And folks, remember, we're going to give the website again where you can go and learn more about the Texas Dove Hunters Association. You know, Bob, one thing that I think, dove hunting may just be the salvation for keeping hunting alive. How many new hunters, people coming into the fold, have started with a casual afternoon dove hunt on a Saturday afternoon with an old uncle or a dad or a friend of the families or something? How many folks have started their hunting careers by a dove hunt? So
yeah.
Dove hunting to me is a very, very, it's kind of a celebration of the hunt for all of us old Texans. You know, it's the first of the hunting seasons. And I did an article for my newspaper column a couple weeks ago about the dove camp cookout, and incorporated a new way to do dove breast using Hatch chili peppers instead of the old bacon, and you know, bacon and jalapenos liver grilled over coal. So dove hunting is an important part of the whole hunting scene in Texas, and I'm glad to see your group doing what they're doing. And I know a lot of our listeners are thinking, I need to go to that website and check out some new places to hunt, and I promise we'll do that. Also, a magazine. The Texas Dove Hunters Association has a magazine too, right?
Yes, sir. You bet. And it started about 3 years ago. We ended up getting one in a lot quicker than we anticipated being able to, but the editor does a phenomenal job of getting good ads. Most of the ads have something to do with the outdoors and hunting, and whether it's dove hunting or deer hunting or whatever it is, we have readers that they enjoy the ads as much as they do the articles, and which is unusual. You know, it makes it fun from cover to cover, and it's twice a year that it comes out. We hope to get to quarterly, and will at some point, but right now one comes out in August, and one comes out in the in spring, end of February. And so it's been a phenomenal marketing tool. To digress a little bit, I wished I had an answer to the question you posed of how many people start out as dove hunters, because it's amazing. That would be a nice number to know, but you're right. You're absolutely right. And dove hunting is kind of the segue sport to hunting. I mean, it's the introductory to pulling a trigger at live game. It's most deer hunters start out as dove hunters at some point or another, you know, from BB gun to 410. And so it's been it's a great way to learn gun safety. It's a great way to enjoy time in the field at whatever the species is you're hunting, this is a great way to get started with having a good time out there, standing next to your dad or your mom or your mentor, and being able to talk and be, you know, cheer each other on and high five when something, you know, when a dove comes by and you get one. So
you bet. Yep. Just a camaraderie out in the field. To become a member, I'm sure you can become a member of the Texas Dove Hunters Association, right?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Tell us how to do that, and then make sure and mention the website, because I know a lot of folks are going to be going there, you know?
Yes, it's TexasDoveHunters.com, and on the menu bar, you'll have membership. You can drop down to Join TDHA, which is a one-year membership for $35. You get a great hat, a Richardson camo hat, and a game guard license holder, decals, a couple magazines a year. Or you can go into a three-year membership, which you get a game guard shotgun case and the magazines and decal and license holder, and we have a lifetime membership. All available at TexasDoveHunters.com. We're right now up to last count about 4,500 members, so it's getting bigger and growing stronger, and each year it continues to grab hold and keep going.
You bet. It started out with its conception important. But I honestly, watching the way that the urban areas in Texas and everywhere in the United States actually have developed, and so many kids are not exposed to the outdoors like they were when I was a kid. I mean, that's basically all we had was the outdoors. But I can see how this organization can continue, you know, to help promote young youth, get the youth involved. And it's not just, you know, you say, let's get the youth involved or we're going to lose our sport. Well, it's not going to be our sport in another years down the road. It's going to be their chance to enjoy the outdoors, you know. So it's not a selfish thing just to keep hunting alive. It's sharing experiences that we've had in the outdoors, many of us, all of our lives, you know. A chance to share it and get younger people involved. And, you know, they will not get involved unless somebody takes the time to take them, get them that little 20-gauge or whatever, and single shot, whatever they're going to start with, and spend a few hours out there with them. And what better way than a dove feel? Well, we've only got, 30, 45 more seconds to our visit here. But I do want to thank you for taking the time, and my hat is off to you and the whole organization. I can only imagine all the hard work that went into this to get it to the level it's at today. And I have a feeling that it's going to grow a whole bunch more, probably sooner than later, you know?
Yeah, we hope so. We continue to try to build on our programs, like our research programs, because, you know, we're here for the species. We're giving a voice to dove. That's what we're here for. And, you know, we've got a big program, if you get on the website, called BB Challenge. It's a research project with banded birds for Eurasian collared dove study that hasn't been done. So lots of things like this are happening, and it's a lot of work to keep it going, but we're sure enjoying it, and we think it's extremely necessary for dove.
Well, Bob, thank you a lot. Hats off again to what you're doing. We'll get you back here before too much longer, maybe, and talk some more about the organization.
Anytime. I love to come on and visit with you, Luke. You do a great job visiting with a lot of people. I love your segment with Larry, and you're a great voice for the industry.
Have you ever been down to Houston County Lake near Crockett down in deep east Texas? Some of the best fishing for a lot of different species that I know about. Crockett's Family Resort is right there on the shores. I want you to go online to CrockettResort.com or for day-to-day fishing updates or information on their campgrounds or their cabins, 877-544-8466. Folks, if you hunt hogs at night, I want to hook you up with Hogman Outdoors. They make some awesome night lights for rifle or bow. They also make the game alert that signals you when the hogs come into a feeder. Just a little red light that comes on, and when the light comes on, you get ready to make the shot. Visit them online, hogmanoutdoors.com. Folks, this fall hunting season, big bore air rifles are going to be legal to use in Texas for big game, deer, javelina, all kind of big game animals. I've been shooting the Texan, which is made by Air Force Air Guns, since the prototype come out. The Texan was the first production big bore air gun on the market that I'm aware of. Go online to airforceairguns.com. Check out the Texan Carbine, which is a shorter model of the original Texan. I shoot one in .45 caliber with a big 350 grain bullet, and it is a hammer for hunting hogs, and I'm really looking forward to taking some deer with it this coming hunting season.
Folks, that wraps our show up for today. Remember, you can go online to catfishradio.com, and there you can download the segments all this coming week if you miss something you'd like to hear again, possibly. If you have any hunting or fishing news from your area, I'd sure like to hear about it. You can email me through the website there at catfishradio.com. Until this time next week, have fun in the outdoors.